Hey everybody, how about it? It's August of 2026 and we finally gotten around to regular episodes of Inside Lion Athletics again. It all begins in the courts on the practice field and the guys are getting ready out there. Football pads are popping. Joe Morales to start out the whole season and talk Lion volleyball. Yeah. Coach Joe, hey man, how's your summer been?
It's been great. It's been busy. What's that about? Like, it's been busy. We've been, me and my staff have been out, you know, we've been to summer camps, you know, we've been cranking it out and camp work and, you know, we've been in volleyball mode for a while now. So it's, you know, but it's good to get back to our team with the volleyball. And so we're excited that we're here and we're ready to rock and roll. So it's been good.
Your squad all got in on Friday, I think, or the day leading up to that and got your first practice out?
Yeah, they moved in on Thursday and then our first practice was on Friday. So we started our first practice on Friday. We've been going ever since. You know, we've been in double days. But we've been monitoring. We don't go double days a lot, you know, here and there or small. And I think the biggest emphasis right now in this camp is chemistry and rest a little bit. We're not going to try to time it out and, you know, go to the extreme. We're going to slowly be where we need to be at each and every day and each and every week. So, but it's been good.
Hey, so people that have come out and seen the Lions play before are going to have to look up a little bit more.
Yeah, we're a little bit
Tell us about how this team looks, and the Lions are going to be fun at the net.
Yeah, we're going to be fun. we'll get it together. I mean, we're so young, but we're going to be fun. We're a little taller. We do have two additions on our roster that are both 6'6". And honestly, we'll get a lot of we'll get some court time for sure. I think we're going to be a little bit more steady at the net. You know, and of course we have the back row that's going to be taking charge with Jade Washington, who was phenomenal last year. But we got a little bit more lengthy. We got a little bit more arms to score a little bit, and so we're definitely excited about that.
Man,
it's going to make Jade and our back row a little bit life more easy now. So.
Almost a month between getting them here onto campus and the first matches regular season.
Sure.
But as you know, team building, you still have that to go through, and then you start picking up a little friendly here and there to get ready for that game against Texas Southern on the 28th.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot to do still, and I think we're moving at a good pace. You know, the kids are really excited about our bonding trip, which will be our second year in a row doing this, and we're headed to Broken Bow, Oklahoma, for a little team bonding and some team activity and kind of just get to know each other a little bit better. I mean, we have a lot of additions on our team, so that's going to help greatly. And then we come back and we get after it again. You know, we got some friendlies with the UTA. We have our blue and gold, and then we're going to have our southwestern Oklahoma as well. So we'll have two friendlies and an internal match there before we break season at our home tournament on August 28th against Texas Southern.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about the makeup of the team. One of the things we visited about earlier was you got three coaches' kids on there.
Yeah.
Do you even have to tell them where to go?
Oh, my gosh. Well, coaching the coaches' kids is really awesome, and it's a little different because, you know, sometimes, you know, the parent gets it, and when the parent gets it, then the kid gets it. You know, it's a little different from the club world and the high school world, and I think, you know, we have Randy Fetty, who's, you know, father coaches, sister coaches and played for me at Farmersville. And then her grandfather coached for a long time, and they're actually naming the stadium.
A little bit of a legend.
In Farmersville after him. And so kudos to him and congratulations to him and his family. And then we brought in a freshman or sophomore now transfer, Ellie Thurman. From Las Vegas, and her mom is a coach as well, and her father was a coach as well too. We actually had conversations about her parents and the stuff that she grew up on, and so you know, everything was always like, "Whoa, remember, you know, what would a quarterback do, or what would, you know?" And so they've gone through that lifestyle, and then we have Ariana Brown, whose mom coaches as well, and so I mean. These kids, it's a different feel for them. It's a, you know, they know the mentality it takes to go, and the work ethic, and win. And so it's going to make up for a little bit better atmosphere. And I think these kids can kind of have a little bit of brush fire with the younger kids and understand. I you know, we talked about it earlier. I think the biggest difference with a lot of the younger generation is they want it right away, and patience is always the biggest hurdle for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's the development, it's the patience, it's being able to get to where you want to go. And I think this is a team that's going to understand that and comprehend it a little bit better and faster now. And so we're excited about that. And then, of course, we got, you know, Gracie at the helm.
Mm-hmm.
And really excited for her in her last season. And of course, Jade Washington in the back end. And so we're you know, Haley leading the charge in the offense with the setting. And so we're really excited about the make and model of our team right now. And so it's just putting the pieces together and letting them flow.
You've got that height up front that you haven't really had.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a real page-turning team for you as far as the build-up.
Yeah.
You've been working towards this.
Yeah. You know, recruiting was a little different this year, and we wanted to go on with a turning page. And a lot of the stuff that we were looking at was a little bit stat-oriented,
mm-hmm.
Like where are we going to get our points from? Like, where are we going to get touches from?
Mm-hmm.
And how productive we're going to be when those touches happen. And so it wasn't necessarily, hey, like, you know, we've always gone with the athletic, or, you know, we still go with the good kids, but we went a little bit more of, okay, what can your arm do? And do you have a history of scoring? Do you mm-hmm. have a history of putting points on there? And I think from a defensive end or an offensive end, I think me and my staff, and I think Emily did a great job too, is moving in that direction. And so once, you know, and it's going to take some time for them to mesh a little bit, and that's what preseason is for.
Mm-hmm.
But once we get going, they're going to understand that concept, and they're going to put their arms to use and their abilities to use. And, you know, we talk about productivity, you
mm-hmm.
know, not just empty reps, but how we promoting that, how we getting to the next level of actually looking at that from a productive
mm-hmm.
side or contribution to the team in a positive manner from a stat-oriented position. And so I think that's going to be helpful, you know, whether it's blocking at the net with 6'6 out there and Gianna Brown returning, and Sadie Young is another one that's come in. And so, I think the pieces are there. It's moving in that right direction.
So what about conference?
Yeah. Conference is going to be interesting. I think it's going to be, you know, no one really knows. We kind of, you know, I mean, I'm sure every conference coach is, you know, focused on their team right now.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we've kind of seen, hey, this person's coming, this person's gone. You know, I think it's going to, it could implode here a little bit. I think the balance is shifting a little bit where teams are going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the bottom half's going to get a little bit better. I think the strong is still going to be strong. I think Corpus and UTRGV and SFA are still well-respected, Southeastern. But I think a lot of teams are catching up. UIW's come up, and I think, you know, McNeese got a new coach.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there's a lot of transition that's going to be working in it. And so we're excited just to level the playing field a little bit, you know. And nevertheless, I think this game is still going to be played at a fast pace. So that, I think that's what we have to be at, is controlling the speed of it.
You know, I don't think people think so much, I don't, about speed being an integral part of a volleyball match.
It is. And you got to think about this too. And you know, I go around saying, like, we're the fastest sport out there, a team sport, like, because we don't get to catch the ball and hold a possession or control the tempo of the clock.
No.
Like, we got to touch and go. And so, but you got to make that touch where you want the touch to go. And
mm-hmm.
so it's a deflection sport while you're kind of putting the ball where you want to go. And so the speed is everything. Like, if you're trying to set a ball to an outside hitter, the outside hitter has to be ready, approaching, jumping, hit it flying an object.
Mm-hmm.
Speed is everything. You know, middle's got to get off the net and hit and block, and, you know, they never get arrested that period of time, right? Like, every other sport, you can slow down the pace. In volleyball, you can't.
Right.
Like, it's going to be, it's sped up. And so Controlling that speed is the biggest thing for the younger kids to understand, and whether it's in transition or defense or blocking, and whether it's setting or chaos stuff, you know, they got to be able to control it. And so that's the biggest portion of what we're trying to get through in the camp mode.
All right.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and Lion Volleyball started it all off. Joe Morales is going to get them rolling, and they will open up at home August 28th. So that'll be a really good day to be in Commerce. They'll take on Texas Southern, Southern Illinois Carbondale, ULM are going to be in that weekend, and then it's off to the Big Apple. St. John's, yeah. Alabama, Birmingham, Ryder, and who else?
Those three.
It gets here quick. We've been waiting three slow, long months. And then it's boom, here we go.
We're here. So get it going.
All right, we're going to Lions up here and get ready for more. Inside Lion Athletics coming back.
Go Lions.
Welcome back, folks. More of Inside Lion Athletics. It's August. We get to talk to everybody. Love it. Got Valerie King here with us now. Women's basketball. Don't think just because their first game's in November that they haven't had a little bit of work going in. Coach, you just ended up summer session. How'd the camp go?
It was really good. Very pleased. Made a lot of progress, especially with our offense of installing that. Getting the kids to understand it and learning to play with each other. So it's been good.
You know, comparing at this stage your team to last year's team, they're different.
Yeah, I mean, top to bottom, I think we're different. I think physically you'll see a difference. I think mentally everybody will see a difference. But yeah, completely different team. Six returners, obviously, but still very different. Really different than any of the first 3 years that we've been here.
We haven't seen our Austrian sisters yet.
Right.
They have yet to make it.
That's right. They'll be here like 2 weeks right before school starts. So
okay.
They'll be here and 4 weeks of preseason, they'll get caught up pretty quick.
So this stage of camp, you're not putting in too much in X's and O's. It's more about that bonding and learning how to work together. Has anybody surprised you out of the pack?
I would say a few of them have. You know, I think we knew what we were getting with Tori, like as a basketball player coming in, you know, and obviously has been more than, you know, I think what we expected, but in a really good way. But she's also obviously going into her fourth year of college, so she's super mature. She's like the mom of the team, really good leader, and you know, she's been everything and more that we've needed.
Well, and you needed that, especially because you don't have Trinity Moreland to cook for everybody anymore.
That's true.
She was such a great, the team mom almost.
That's correct. That is correct. So we have one just in a different person this year.
It can be a guard. It doesn't have to be a post.
That's right.
So seeing the way they can play, and we've been so guard strong in previous years, are you starting to see different things that we can do because of the makeup of the team?
Yeah, I mean, I think really for the summer of just installing our base offense and just putting them in position to play 3-on-3, 2-on-2, 4-on-4, like small-sided games, and then them seeing what our strengths are as a team, whether it's throwing it inside to get an easy basket or if, you know, it's a guard going one-on-one. They've learned that from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the best part of the summer, you know, is really getting that extra time, you know, for them to feel each other out, figure each other out, and see what everybody's strengths are.
Okay. Offensive-wise, gosh, it's just so early.
I know.
Talking basketball. We just got up.
Never ends.
No, it doesn't. But in the camp, I mean, can you see things that we'll be able to do that we haven't been the last couple of years?
I think we'll just be probably a little bit stronger in spots.
Okay.
You know, I'm hoping we really need to be able to, we have some kids that can make shots. We've had that in the past, but I think we have more of them now instead of just one or relying on one or two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got to be able to make a shot so that, you know, the rest of our offense can flow. So, you know, obviously being able to see that, being able to see different combinations out there that can make a shot, that can drive it by somebody, has been really good.
When Tori Sevier's wearing a different color jersey, she's a mess on the boards.
Yeah.
It's good to have that.
Yes.
That auto rebound.
That's correct. Yeah. You know, obviously she's, I don't even know what she's listed at, 6'4", but you know, her wingspan is super long. Just super active on the obviously defensive end rebounding, but she also crushes offensive boards, which will help us.
When you see a player like that get in there and crash the boards and get rebounds and mm-hmm. thwart the effort of players,
yeah.
You kind of like it when you see your players frustrating theirs.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say. I think that's a mental thing, obviously. You know, when we have three, maybe four crashing at a time, you know, putting that pressure on the other team to try to get that job done, but seeing that we are now doing that, so mm-hmm. It's been a really good different for us, obviously, being a little bit bigger rebounding wise, and not just bigger at the five with Tori and Jalen, but bigger in that, you know, trail four spot and our other guard spots.
So how's it with the staff? You've got pretty much familiar faces back, mm-hmm. and coach, you've gotten out of the recruiting part, which never ends.
Yeah.
But it's more focus on, let's see what our guys can do and get them ready.
Yeah, I mean, the staff's been really, really good over the summer. Obviously, being in workouts, we're only allowed to be with them 4 hours a week, you know, as a team, but you know, they've been putting in work, watching film with our kids, you know, showing them stuff we need to fix, get better at. But, you know, also really getting to know all of them. And I think that, again, that's a major thing for all of us is, you know, get to know each other, see what makes everybody tick, and make sure we're all on the same page.
Okay. Coach, we haven't popped any schedule stuff yet, really. I think you still got a few dates to lock down, even though you got the opponent already. But what should people look for on the non-conference part of the roster?
You know, it'll be a challenging non-conference. We are on the road quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think we only have three, I think.
Cool. You're not getting on a plane though this year, are you?
We will to fly to Cincinnati.
Okay.
Yeah, one,
sure.
Probably one time, two times including conference, you know. But yeah, a lot of regional opponents, which is good for us. But yeah, it'll be challenging, in a good way to get mm-hmm. us ready for the Southland.
Conference kind of got really shook up on the women's side with coaches leaving, players moving on, and mm-hmm. Have you kind of seen the dust settle a little bit as you look around the league to who's doing what with what?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously there are people still at some places, you know, same kids, same coaches and stuff, but I mean, I think the other places it'll just be a kind of wait and see.
Yeah.
You know, obviously you always kind of know players they have and who they've signed and stuff, obviously, but never really know until you start playing now with all the changes. So
okay, everybody's healthy so far, no problems there.
Yeah, we're making progress on a couple kids that, you know, have been out, so, but doing well.
Good
thank
deal
goodness.
All right, so now coach gets to take a break. Cancun.
Yeah,
really,
couple days.
Do you just beach, or do you play golf?
I don't.
Ooh, that's good. They have alligators on the golf courses down there. I can tell you that for a fact.
No golf.
And you just give up the ball.
Yeah. Just relaxation.
Do
really.
It.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be a good place. The beaches are nice. The water's great. And don't drink the water.
No, I won't.
All right. Coach Valerie King, Lion Women's Basketball. They're getting ready as well. And I'm sure we'll have more. I think we get Rose on this one this week. We'll find out. Anyway, we're going to Lions up here. And, Coach, safe travels, and
thanks.
We'll see you when you get back.
Appreciate it.
Welcome back, everybody. More Inside Lion Athletics. We're going to stay in the gym. Started out with Coach Joe Morales in volleyball earlier. I had Valerie King. Now we've got Jarrett Von Rosenberg to talk about men's basketball. Seems a little early, but Coach, the season never stops for anybody, does it?
Yeah, no, it really doesn't. We're excited about this new trajectory we're trying to go on. Obviously, our resources and with a gym upcoming that we're opening up, we're just really excited about where we're at and looking forward to building off of last season and you know, seeing what happens.
You know, I came up 24 this time into town and got to drive by the Griff or the Griffin or whatever we're going to call Renee's place. But man, it's looking good in there. Have you dribbled a basketball inside it yet?
No, I haven't actually toured it for a while. We were I toured it a couple times in May when we had recruits on campus, but it's now fully enclosed. You start seeing the entrance way, and it'll be great once they get fully enclosed because weather won't slow anything down. But it's going to be incredible. I think you know, everybody involved from campus leadership to gym to, you know, the outside groups we used, I think it's going to be an incredible facility. It's going to be the right size. It's not some big, massive facility that we can't fill.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping to pack it out and have sellouts every night.
That'll be great fun when we see those. And anytime you get new like that, it just people turn their heads.
Well, it just shows what, you know, it starts really with Mark Rudin, our president, who, you know, in his short time here, the capital projects that have happened around this place, I mean, and you know, you go back 20 years to 10 years ago, there was a bunch, but the things going on this campus are amazing. It surprises people every time they come out here. I love this field house, I really do. It's great space, it's such a unique facility, but you're not gonna have to pull my leg too hard to get me to move over to a brand new facility across the street.
Absolutely. That you get to even pick the colors. So you talked about the new trajectory of the squad. I remember last year and everybody was excited. You had a great group of guys physically, talent wise, and then the whole dang conference pretty much did the same thing. So now you take a new approach. Can you kind of describe the trip from one path to another?
You know, I really liked our roster last year. Couple injuries, couple guys we didn't really put in the right position to be successful probably. But you know, we led for 30 plus minutes in 9 games in conference that we lost or something like that. You know, we were much more competitive obviously than we had been that first couple years. But yeah, the league got really good. So when, you know, we didn't have everyone perform great or we didn't have a great plan, we just lost a lot of those games down the stretch. So I don't take anything away from the roster we had. I thought the guys fought and did what they were asked.
Mm-hmm.
We just needed to get a little bit deeper, I think, overall roster. You know, we had some good talent. So we're excited about kind of, you know, 1 through 11, 1 through 12, the caliber of player, the experience. We have 7 freshmen, but they've played a combined like 26 seasons of professional basketball. So you're looking at guys that maybe not in the States, but have been playing with 25 to 28 to 30-year-olds night in and night out. They know what it takes to compete. They know what it takes to get prepared for a game. So our job really is to get them all here and try to get them mixed together and acclimated as fast as possible.
For you personally, in your playing days even, and now the foreign student is a little bit of a different animal. There just weren't that many of them even 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, they say, and I'm going to mess up the numbers, but NBA Europe has an organization that kind of tracks what people do from Europe to the NBA. And the league, the NBA has gone almost 40%, maybe 43%, something like that, non-American.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously it's come a long way from where it was. And they believe in their projections that college is going to mimic that. So you're going to continue to see more and more European players with the opportunities of NIL and, you know, just the revenue streams that are allotted now in this new world that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a more attractive idea for a lot more kids that maybe would have stayed in their home country and played professional or tried to play in Euro Cup or one of the other professional leagues in the country, in the world.
So when they have all these different levels, I guess the closest thing, the closest thing that we could compare it to, maybe minor league baseball, because there's so many of those teams out there that, you know, independent on up into organized ball.
Yeah, you know, we spent, the staff and I spent probably 4 months. I want to say I probably watched 400 European games this spring in recruiting. You have to figure it out, but no different than you have to figure out how, if you've never recruited JUCO before, every league's not the same. You know,
mm-hmm.
10 points a game in this league versus this league can be totally different. You're looking at empirical data. You're looking to see, you know, what guys from certain leagues did when they did come over here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just trying to pull together as much information as possible, and obviously watching the player themselves, but you're just trying to project. And that can be the most difficult part about any recruitment, right? You know, what you think you're getting. But starting with character, then looking at level of play, their production there, and how we think it'll translate based on historical data of other players that have done it.
Interesting. So you went over to Serbia this summer and caught a little bit of ball over there yourself. How was that trip?
Not Serbia, but I would have messed it up before I went over there. I went to Slovenia.
Oh, okay.
For the under 20 World Championships. I'm sorry, under 20 European Championships. I learned under 17 and under 19 are only the times, only years they do World Championships, which involve the U.S. and North America.
Okay.
So under 20s and under 18s was in Italy. So I attended both of those events. So I got to see all the European national teams competing against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Slovenia actually won both of those events. I think a little bit surprisingly. But great basketball. You know, really just a unique experience for me to... I've seen a lot of it on film, and that goes back to the same thing. Now that you can see it live a little bit, it gives you even another data point to be able to try to figure out, you know, where these guys fit on the chess piece.
Interesting. They're playing, and the rules are 100% the same now?
No.
No. So what do you wish we could do in our game that the Europeans get to do?
It's like the same when they asked me about NCAA rules. Just whatever. Just tell me what the rule is and we'll navigate it. So, I mean, they play four quarters. Obviously, the women do that too.
Mm-hmm.
Once the ball hits the rim, it's live. So, there's no goaltending once it hits the rim.
Okay.
Little stuff like that. There's a few other little things, but nothing major. You know, if I watched 25 games while I was over there, maybe I saw people touch the ball on the rim seven times the whole time. So, you know, not too worried about some of that stuff. You know, the style of play is more how we like to play, which is another reason that I'm excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
It's very motion-based, make a play for somebody else, dribble, pass, and shoot at multiple positions. A lot of length, which you'll see with our team. Just at every position, just bigger than what we've had here in the past, and then what's probably typical for at least lower level, not high major basketball.
Mm-hmm. So recruiting in Europe or recruiting European players, how different has that, have you found that to be from seeing a kid down the road in Austin?
Well, now that it's all changed, it's not really different. Everyone's got an agent, everyone's got representation, so you're obviously, they're from a different country, but you're having the same conversations about what it looks like. Obviously, just like Kid America, you're going through the whole process of certifying their eligibility,
mm-hmm.
Through high school graduation, grades, and things like that. So it's a little more cumbersome at times with certain players, but you know, it's a process we got very familiar with adding 7 international players this year.
Now, and correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you say we had one of our recruits that you've signed was playing in that tournament, or there were some others you saw that you hope can be Lions?
Yeah, two of our Codrup Dinu played, was a starting point guard for the Romanian national team, and he played under 20s Group A. And then Mohamed Diakite was the starting four-man for France, and he played that event. Both played very, very well. You know, France lost actually to Slovenia with 0.3 seconds left on an offensive rebounding foul call. So really competitive game, but just really competitive basketball, really good basketball. So to see those guys play well in person obviously makes you feel good about it. We felt strongly about them anyways, but hopefully them having that success late for their countries right before they come to camp and come here will just give them the confidence they need to step right in and not take a step back.
And with the new 5 years eligibility and or 5 years of play in 5 years, and now you're going to get some like 20 plus year old freshmen.
Yeah, and it so those guys won't have 5 years, obviously. So
okay.
The age-based model, you know, if you're 22, you lose 3 years of eligibility and so on and so forth.
Oh, the clock starts at 19, right?
The clock starts the year after 19.
Okay.
And I've read the rule. I don't even know exactly how it's going to work. I don't want to sit here and sound like an expert. I'm sure everyone's trying to figure it out. We have a lot of assumptions, but you know, through the process of certifying their eligibility, the NCAA gives you that information.
Yeah.
So, you know, here in a couple months, we'll know where they all sit and what they have moving forward.
Is there any one thing that you would like to see in college basketball more than just settling down eligibility parameters?
Well, that's the goal. That's what this model is supposed to do, eliminate appeals for extra years. So yeah, I mean, I think everyone, obviously we just had another landmark case that all 2022 high school graduates that played 4 years and finished their fourth year are now eligible, but it's a TRO, so a temporary restraining order.
Mm-hmm.
So the NCAA is going to appeal, so we don't know, but a judge granted them eligibility this year until we see what, you know, the appeal comes back or if it stays.
Yeah.
So
who knew you had to have lawyers in basketball, right?
We know, but we don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, tell us some more about some of the guys you got. We have, what, 8 or 6 that are coming in from?
We have 7 international
7
players.
International players.
Yeah. So of that, we got 2 7-footers. Marco, I'm going to stay away from last names since I'm not looking at him. Marco coming to us from Serbia. Then you got Ivan Vidal, 7-footer, more like a stretch 7-footer. Really plays on the perimeter.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to us from France. He was playing in Sweden this past year. Then you got Thomas and Max, both played in U21 French Pro League.
Okay.
And so those guys are 6'5 and 6'7, play 1, 2, 3, 4, I guess. Especially Thomas, really versatile defensively. Then you got Gasper, call him Gapa. He's from Slovenia.
Mm-hmm.
He was starting point guard on U17, U18, U19, and U20, their European national teams. Then we've got Mohamed Diakite, who I spoke about earlier, coming to us from France as well. And I am missing somebody. But yeah, it's a full roster, and Codrup that I already spoke mm-hmm. about. So, you know, 6'3 and up, 6'3 to 7 foot, and they all kind of play different positions, but what they all bring is skill. They can all dribble, pass, and shoot, every single one of them. So mix that in with some really good returners that missed all of last season, and Chris and Colin, you know, some prolific guards that can score and defend and be physical. And then you got Evan Phelps, the Lone Ranger, coming back for his fourth season, which is obviously very rare. And
they're going to put him in the museum for that,
yeah,
aren't they?
It's just rare right now. So, and then Cam Robinson, a guy that before the age-based eligibility thing, we would have not redshirted him, but we redshirted him last year. And he'll come in as a redshirt freshman in his second year with us. So, and then we added Jackson Ford, kid from Prosper that played at Sam Houston the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's a 6'8 forward, great basketball player, a lot of energy, another guy that can put it on the floor, kind of dribble, pass, and shoot. And then Bo Aldridge from Hutch Community College. I believe he was the Kansas Player of the Year coming out of high school. So very talented. He's been with us all summer and had a great summer. So looking forward to seeing him getting a uniform and helping us win games.
Okay. Staff.
And if I missed somebody, I apologize. It wasn't on purpose.
That's all right. Coach, what about your staff? Any wrinkles there? New?
Yeah, we had some changes. Obviously, Coach First is going into year 10 with us. Then we've Cliff Carroll was on staff last year. He'll return this year.
Mm-hmm.
Then we added a guy by the name of Daniel Mihailovic. He's a former junior college coach in California. Then was an assistant at North Dakota for a couple of years. Has been out, has been back home in Serbia for the last 2 or 3 years, I believe. Is coming back to us. He's great. Obviously, we talk about really, really trying to look into the international market, and you know, I think it'd be silly for us not to have somebody that grew up in that world and has connections in that world to help us navigate it. And then we added Sam Reeves as an assistant coach. He played at University of Mary Hardin Baylor for Coach Carroll, and then worked for Coach Duncan over at Lubbock Christian.
Okay.
And obviously we have a ton of respect for their program and coach and how they do things. So, you know, excited to see what he can bring over to us from there. And, you know, that's it.
Wow. It is something.
And then obviously Trey's still here for his 17th year.
Well, we got to have him.
Yeah. No, Trey
Conrad.
Trey's great. Trey's going into his... he's been here all 10 years, but I think he took a one-year hiatus. So he's been with us eight or 9 years, and it's really when the coach knows exactly what I'm going to say to a player and how I'm going to treat him and how we're going to operate, it just makes the transition for new players. And now in an era we have so many new players, that's a massive help to get the team going in the right direction.
You know, I probably would have asked this question 10 or 15 years ago, but is the European game going to be up physically to what the American brand of basketball is?
Well, I mean, you see 3 of the 5 best players in the world are European. So mm-hmm.
They've kind of gotten past that.
15 years ago, I would say no, but basketball is such a popular global sport. You know, will it be perfect and seamless? Of course not. But it's not for any of our players that come in from any level.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about getting here, working together, and, you know, getting them. You know, what I really, and I've always thought this way, it's why the World Cup is so intriguing. But, you know, when you go to these European championships and World Championships and these guys wearing their country on their chest,
mm-hmm.
it just means more than, you know, going to play for some teams. And we got to draw some of that in and really care about what's on the front of our uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll take care of, you know, any deficiencies we have.
All right. Hey, we're running out of time, but Coach, what's coming up? What's the schedule look like for you guys as far as coming back in for any training, or are they, you got some guys on campus now?
Got some guys on campus. We're finishing up this week. Got a couple more workouts. Then they'll get a little break, and then we'll be full go, hopefully August 20th with our whole roster here.
All right, August 20th, and then you get to see them play on November 2nd. And that will be at Oklahoma. OU.
Right up the road.
Lines up, folks. Hey, it's great to be back. We'll see you in a minute with more Inside Lion Athletics. And we'll start out here today with Coach Ashley Gordon, head coach of women's soccer here. We're laughing, we're having fun because I screwed it up earlier. Coach, how's your summer been? It's time to go.
It is time to go. I know, excited to get to campus and start working with the teams first time in my years here that we've been able to bring in our team early. So with the NCAA legislation changes, we were able to bring in our team 2 weeks earlier.
You mean those guys, they're not just picking on football and basketball all the time?
Yes. So got here 2 weeks earlier, which has been fantastic, and you know, happy that obviously we have a university and athletic program that has supported us. So again, arriving 2 weeks earlier and to be able to prepare for season, but excited about the new squad.
All right, so every 4 years they have this thing called the World Cup, and every few decades it comes to America. And it came real close by. Did you get to catch a game over at AT&T?
I did. I got to go to AT&T Stadium, and I got to see the Croatia-England match, which was awesome. I thought England played very well, and of course, you know, they ended up finishing in third taking home
poor
at least
babies.
A medal. Exactly. Oh, wow. But no, it was a great experience. It was a great experience.
Any of your players go to any of the games?
No, they didn't. But they watched games.
Well, those tickets
they watched games on TV.
Yeah, and that cost enough.
Yes.
I think a lot of it.
Yes.
Well, it's come up so quick on us. You've got your first friendly lined up for tomorrow morning here on campus.
We do. We play Navarro, and you know, not necessarily familiar with their team this year, but I got to see them play at the national championship tournament last year. But they're always a really good squad. You know, they're always a team that's going to be one of the top 16 in the country, and so expecting to see a good side for them tomorrow. And it's always a great opportunity for me to be able to see a possible or a future transfer from Navarro as well. So they're coming in. We're kicking off at 11. I think it'll be a little bit warm, but we'll survive. And so so we play them tomorrow, and then we have Arkansas Little Rock. We're going to go away for a match for Friday.
Okay.
So excited about that. We've been playing each other every single year in exhibition matches, and then last year they came to us. It was a team that was undefeated in their conference. So we're expecting two great exhibition matches that certainly will test us and gives me an opportunity to be able to see all of the roster.
All right, tell us a little bit about it. How many new faces on that roster? And I know you've got some really good talent coming back.
We do. We have 14 returners. We have 12 newcomers, which six are freshmen, six were transfers. One of those was only one that's a fifth year. So we've got a lot of great talent that has come into the squad. We've been able to bring in players in every single position. So we have new players. We've got a battle going on in goal right now with two incoming players in goal, and then we have a returner, so there's a great battle and competition taking place in that position. And then between returners and newcomers, the team is gelling. You know, part of preseason, you're always looking to try to find that team chemistry on the field. So but we've got some really great talent that has come in.
How's your new yard come in? They took up all the old turf, regraded it.
Yes.
And
no, we've got a beautiful field, and the field's obviously in great shape, and we love training on it. We're excited to be able to play our first match on it. And certainly, you know, having a great field is important because it allows us to be able to have teams like teams from the SEC, which we're going to be hosting OU here in 2 weeks, you know, to come in and play on our fresh
soil. OU, the one on the other side of the Red River.
Yes.
Yep. So what about what about the new turf? What makes it better than what we had? And I'm sure it has to do with ground level and then just the type of turf.
Yeah.
and how it gives.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously it's flat and smooth and the ball rolls really well on it. But you know, I would just say, you know, in general, it drains better than it has in the past. So, you know, certainly I think that that's.
Well, you've always talked about, I mean, as long as we've done this, we've talked about, you know, the difference between a turf field and then the right, way injuries
right,
are.
Right.
Kind of track to that
right.
in soccer.
Yeah, no, but the grass is great. The grass is great. So we're excited again having an athletic department and university that was able to fund that. So.
Did you get down to field level at AT&T ahead of your game? Did you get
to
see theirs?
No, I did not. But.
So I asked one of the guys there after the whole thing was all over, and I said, are they going to roll up any of that turf for your new front yard? And he laughed and sent me a picture of the trucks rolling up turf to get it, clean it out. He says, not mine, but somebody
else's. I think all the
else's.
Stadiums, as soon as they finished their last World Cup game, everyone was tearing up their new grass, the grass had, fields at all the stadiums.
They had 4 to 6 feet of
correct.
Of
they covered over the tops of the first, you know, suites that are at ground level. They sure did. They sure did. No, I would have loved to have that grass at my house for sure.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And somebody to mow it for.
True.
All right. How about some of your newcomers? You're talking about the battle and goal.
Yeah, so we've had a battle and goal. You know, we've had a couple players emerge. I think they've had really good preseason camps. Some of those, you know, transfers. We've had Isabella Q has come in to the midfield. She's a box-to-box player. She's been fantastic during preseason. As well, we've had a forward that's a transfer that certainly can find the back of the net. We've had another freshman. I've brought in another Kenyan national team player that is a really good player that can find the back of the net. We've had two additional freshmen that play in the midfield that have come in. So we've had a number of players that have been standouts, you know, in preseason. And of course, with our returners, you know, our captain Chris, you know, has had a fantastic preseason as well. You know, we were fairly young last year, actually, in the back. And so, you know, with those players being able, like Judith and Kelsey, those players being able to gain a lot of experience in their freshman year coming in, you know, we're in positions from the get-go to not only clock a lot of minutes, but make an impact, you know, in the back. We also have had a transfer from A&M that is a player that I was familiar with due to the club system prior to me ever taking this job. And so coached her before, and so she left A&M, and she's coming in as a center back. And so, again, another player that I'm, you know, familiar with. But we've had I've been really pleased with how preseason is going. I think our fitness has been pretty good as a unit coming in, even losing 2 weeks out of the summer, you know, and coming in early. So we've been in a really good position to get a lot out of functional training as well this, you know, in preseason camp. So we're just excited to see where that's going to take us.
All right. Seeing where anything takes us, there's a conference schedule that'll be coming up after we get started.
Yeah.
Coach, top three in the conference is how the preseason poll works. But nobody goes to the playoffs with those.
No, I mean, to be honest, I don't necessarily pay attention to the rankings. I mean, I think it's great that we were ranked number two, but that's at the end of the day, we're 0-0-0, and we haven't won a game, so that means nothing. So I don't not even bother with that. Looking ahead of the conference schedule for us, it's going into all these non-conference matches. We play a lot of opponents from a number of different conferences that were top in their conference or made the NCAA tournament. So Grambling made that, you know, went to the NCAA tournament, had won the SWAC. Texas State won their conference, so they played in the NCAA tournament, and actually so did UT San Antonio. So we're playing three non-conference opponents.
Champions.
That won their conference and went to the tournament. So we certainly have a very difficult non-conference schedule, but I feel like, you know, you've got to be able to play those games in order to prepare yourself to compete in conference.
Well, iron sharpens iron, isn't that the way they say that goes?
Yes.
Coach, what are some of the keys that you're looking for? What do the Lions need to do to earn that second place or even first place.
Not worried about that. I think the biggest thing is going into the non-conference schedule with half your team being new. Again, it is finding that team chemistry, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going into my fifth season. This year we have the most depth in every single position. And, teams that are healthy at the very end of the year
mm-hmm.
and are deep in every single position can go for a run for sure.
All right. Well, you heard what she had to say about that. I like that. Depth always helps.
Health. Sure.
You and had health problems last year with a number of injuries in your roster.
We did. We took some hits going into non-conference last year. And then, to be honest, at the last 2 weeks of the season going into the conference tournament, we had some injuries. But I think, with that being said, we had a lot of players that literally were clocking 90 minutes in every single game, and that can take a toll. So, obviously, with more depth and coming into camp 2 weeks earlier, I think will bode well for us.
All right.
Yeah.
Ashley Gordon, Lion Women's Soccer, and they are going to be on the pitch here tomorrow morning at 11, just other side of the highway. You know where to go. Lions up, and we'll see you on the field mañana. Hey, folks, welcome back. We're getting to the last part of this week's Inside Lion Athletics, starting our third year, Coach.
Yeah.
How about that?
It's flying by.
We ought to get a t-shirt or something. Hey, how's practice going? You guys got pads on and doing a little popping of those pads here the last few days.
Which we need to. Yeah, we're in our day six today. We had practice. It wore it on us a little bit, hitting into it. The eyes are a little glossy, getting a little tired. You know, just making sure everybody's staying healthy. That's the biggest thing through all this, because body gets tired, fatigued, they're not hydrated. That's when injuries start happening, but we're coming out of this thing so far pretty good. So excited to see. Back and forth, defense kicked our butt today, which was not a bad thing. As a head coach, you want to, as offense coordinator, I don't like it, but as a team head coach, it doesn't bother me.
There you go. Well, both sides have got a win for you.
Absolutely.
At some point in a game this year. And now, let's see, what's today, the fifth or the fourth? So we're 25 days out, Coach.
It won't be long. I'm excited.
Can't wait. Yeah, Every bar in America is going to have the Lions on that night. Can you believe that?
That's awesome. We need every day between now and then to get ready to. I was listening to Coach Ashley talk, and we got a brand new half a team too. So it's getting reps with those guys, get them cohesive together. And they have blended well together so far.
How have y'all managed the team building like that? It's not like you can load them in a 15-passenger van and go somewhere.
Yeah, it's just being together. It really is. And it's having good vets, the guys we did have coming back, being good leaders and showing them, what it's supposed to look like, how it's supposed to be on and off the field.
Mm-hmm.
Very important for us to, do things right in the classroom and off the field, just keeping – having good guys. I want good guys on my football team and win football games along with it.
Mm-hmm. The different position rooms, those are all in order. And, your quarterback room, Eric Rodriguez. Are you going to name it the Eric Rodriguez quarterback suite? Or how will that room be designated going forward?
It's competitive. I'll tell you that right now. From top to bottom, we've got five quarterbacks and every day it's competitive, and we finally busted into the 60 range 3 days ago as far as completion,
mm-hmm.
with no turnovers in there, which is always the most important part for me. And then we got into the 70s yesterday. So anytime we can do that and take care of the football, we're going to be in some ball games.
And those are some days that the defense wasn't real happy with themselves.
Yeah, we're completing those, and we're right there, and we're mm-hmm. making tough catches and, making it look tough. I love that. The defense is upset about it, but as long as they're right there, some of those balls will get out.
Coach, we had a chance to visit with some of our peers around the conference, everybody down in Houston for the preseason media day.
Good.
What do you think of all that? I think you stirred up the Louisiana folks, though.
Tried to, anyway. Well, a question was asked about, you know, Texas high school football and us being there in Houston.
I had no argument with you.
What's to argue? You know, Texas football is the best when it comes to high school. A lot of teams like to argue it, but no, I loved it. It's great. Now, our kids go down, they get to see other players. They only get to go against them, you know, in the games themselves, but they get to meet each other off the field, which is good to develop relationships, and you have a little, you know, camaraderie going on there. And then the competitiveness, obviously, when you get on the field against each other. And same with the coaches, you know, we get out there and we talk a little bit, we dig a little bit. Obviously, a couple of years ago, we took the axe from Stephen F. Austin and made that rivalry kick up like it always has been.
Very good. Keep that one alive, too. The one of the things about Orion, and he and I visited a little bit off mic, but he was talking about his brother Roman joining the team this year and how much he enjoys playing football with his brother.
Yeah, you can't beat that. I mean, I had two older brothers as well, and being able to play with my middle brother in high school like I did, and we're doing track here together at East Texas was awesome. You know, so what those two have, you know, they'll get to cherish that forever, being able to play together. Big brother, little brother, and they're both very good football players for us, and a hard nose, and they're the leaders of our team over there on the defense.
I thought that Orion, and I know his brother's bigger than he is, but he talking about being a leader, but always talking about how he had to hit up.
No doubt. Yeah, Orion's not the biggest guy in the world, but he carries a big stick with him, a little guy, though. He's like one of those little chihuahuas. That's always barking, but he got you can bark, you know, back it up that bark.
All right, some of the guys, let's look over in the skillies on the offense, the wide receivers. You've got that combo, tall on one side, smaller on the other, but they're not the only two.
No, they're not.
A couple of tight ends you like.
Sure, you know, you're talking about Sean Salas, obviously, as the big, and then Micah Simpson off the other side as skilled receivers, as some faces that teams haven't seen before, obviously. Sean's been on the team but didn't play at all for us last year due to the injury. Andre Lewis is a weapon outside that didn't play much last year. We got to redshirt him. Great weapon. Tanner Harrison is back. Great football player for us as well. So, and we got a lot of guys pushing for playing time behind them. So, yeah, we love our skill room, love our running back room as well with EJ leading that group. I'm really excited about that room itself, too. There's some guys that have been buying their time in Major, McBride, Jordan Hamilton as well as getting some reps, and obviously Elijah as our, you know, home run hitter.
All right. Well as those guys can do in a game, they got to have the five up front doing the blocking for them, and that's every college in America says we need more linemen.
No doubt.
How are the Lions doing?
Good. You know, we've had a little bit of bug, injury, whatever you want to call that right tackle for the last, I don't know, six practices. It's been back and forth with who's been out there because of whatever. Been some sickness going on. Getting another guy in soon, too, that's got here just today. So he's behind a little bit the eight ball, and that position always never fails. You never can just have it, you know, one here, one there. It's always one position. But, you know, it gives reps to other guys, and they got to be able to get in there and be ready to play because you just, you know, you never know. Next man up, you know, mentality is definitely always the case. And it's been good. It really has been very competitive at that position, especially the right tackle. And we've got some depth, which is nice to have. You know, right now we've got 15 O-linemen practicing. And I think by the end of Friday we should have 18 of those 20 practicing, which would be great.
So how much are they leaning on the D-line, or is the D-line pushing back?
You know, it's the same. It's a combo of, you know, some days we get them in the run game. We're a little bigger than they are. So, you know, we be careful. I try to be careful as how many run plays I call. A lot of injuries can happen, you know, around that football. You know, you tell them to stay off the ground, but they're, you know, they're competitive. They want to win. You know, it's not just taking a whipping on either side of the ball. So that's very important for us to come out of this thing healthy. When you're running inside, it can get really, really competitive down there. And a lot of bodies around the football, a lot of bodies around each other's legs. So, again, just being careful with that situation, but actually getting in good thumping as well.
All right. What's the workout regimen for them between now and that game out in Georgia?
So, yeah, we've got unlike last year, we were kind of doing a 6-5-4-3-2-1 building up to, you know, that week. We've made it steady of Fridays off. So Fridays and Sundays off. Saturdays is our scrimmage day. We play in the evening to try to prep for an evening game, which we're playing. We have referees out there and try to scrimmage on those Saturdays. You know, the rest of the part of the week, we're building up, you know, adding, installing new stuff. The great news is we're really ahead of schedule. We had a really good spring and had most of our team in on offense and defense, with the exception of probably 10 or so guys. So we jumped right into it, you know, after having spring ball and OTAs in the summer. We didn't backtrack. We coaches had to do a little extra, catch those guys up that are just now getting in, and we jumped right where we left off in at the end of summer. So we're ahead of the game.
All right, good deal. The game's going to be here real quick. Lions open up against Mercer. Is it University? Mercer University in, or college? I know they were college.
I think it's University.
But wherever they are.
Yeah.
Macon, Georgia. We're going to be.
That's right.
And the Lions are going to be opening up against the Bears on national TV. The ES, not the plus, not the dose.
The real.
ESPN, the very first one. There's not a bar in America that won't have that one on the screen.
College football, it's here.
Which color uniforms were you wearing? That's important on a day like that.
That's a secret. That's a secret. Okay. We let the players decide a lot of times. But, you know, on the road, you only got so many colors with the lightness of, I'm sure they're going to wear a dark color. So we got a few we can choose from.
All right. Well, we'll find out. We'll talk more about it, too, between now and then. But for now, we're going to get this one wrapped up. Folks, it's another year. Inside Lion Athletics, a whole season. Into May and June of next year, it started today. See you next time.